Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Radio. Yeah.
You already know. Coming to you live from Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's DJ E Monster. You know how I do it. It's Takeover Tuesday. The only night where we allow you to take over the show, the listener, the caller, the woody woo and hooty hoos. You there? So check it out. I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. You know the interactive number, 424-243-9649. This is Juice G. It's called It's Chaos. His new music, it's going to be a monstrous summer. Minnesota, where you at?
We ready, boy.
Look, I hear him talking like the kid ain't nice. Like I'm just another rapping nigga with nothing to talk about. Just about drugs and clapping niggas. So many bullets come out the chamber, my shit is rapping. Man, I've been around killers, my niggas is about that action. Stop, I'm amongst the last of a dying breed. More hungry than before, man, the future's a hell of sight to see. I've been down long enough with shit that's killing the vibe of me. That's dead, feel like a victim of a robbery. Stiff arming like I'm hot sauce, ain't no crossing me. Past experience made it hard to get close to me. That nigga's provoking me, now it's open season. The beast has arisen, now it's fast for any reason. Contrary to what you're thinking, man, I know what I believe in. I ain't mumbling shit, catch every word that I'm speaking. The divine intervention is something we gotta see. The motivation to win is something I try to preach. Cause they say they put the pressure on, I swear they hella wrong. I've been optimist in my prime, defeating Decepticons. The element of surprise, I got these weapons drawn. Pulling people into my realm, I feel like Scorpion. Call a coroner, this shit right here is a body bag. The fact niggas ain't taking me seriously made me highly mad. I got big plans, making big moves. No defense can stop this rush, feel like Ezekiel. Prescott, when I snap, homie, I'm going deep. Everything about me is authentic, I'm on fleek. I stayed in the background, been on the slow creep. Now I'm about to show my naked ass, yeah, I'm going straight. And begging for this warrior to play, clinking bottles. Keep acting like you Apollo, you fuck around in me, Drago. Everything's on the line right here, for tomorrow. Bring the flames to the mic real quick, complete pyro. 2016 was a hell of a year, I did some dumb shit. Put my trust in the wrong niggas on some dumb shit. No complaints, I learned from doing the wrong shit. Some people got hurt, while others stayed on some sucker shit. They claim to be loyal to they motherfucking soil. Till you find out they ain't shit, they frauds, they counterfeit. But you blinded by the colors that they used to represent. So you treat them like they family, regardless of who they with. Just to end up on the short end of the stick. So you check them all, fucker, just to show you ain't a bitch. Everything I'm tired of you says get them. But it probably wouldn't prove shit. Take that to the team and just get over it. This other situation, I'ma Facebook delete. Cause karma whooping shouty ass right now as we speak. So give a shouty attention, it's really obsolete. Let's just hope her demons don't make it to where her fucking seed is. That's all I'ma say about that. Being friends again's a negative, ain't no coming back. All is forgiven, real talk, have fun with that. Believe me, I ain't holding no grudge, you can run with that. On another note, you see I step my bars up. So electro in this bitch, watch me charge up. On another note, you see I step my bars up. So electro in this bitch, watch me charge up.
I just feel like I had to do it, man. We gon' let this be ride on out. Yeah. I hope y'all ready for charged up. Supporting the nigga.
check over Tuesday.
Let's go.
So, alright, hey, you know how we doing it. Coming to you live from the Twin Cities. Check it out. This is Jay-Z. Check it out. This is called Getting Paid.
Yeah, give it some light. Give it some light. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm on. Trying to get faded, man.
Take over Tuesday. I'll open up the lines in just a bit.
I got paid this week. You can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. One time for the ladies with the heels on, and the big tush for a real nigga to feel on. Popping in the party, we turned up until the pills gone. Girl, I salute you, I'm feeling Navy SEAL strong. I'm not here to judge at all, let me slap that silicone. You came in this party all alone with that dress on. Your style is unique and I'm digging them feet. I got Patron, silver and gold, which kind do you drink? If you puke in the sink, make sure you turn on the faucet. I tell my niggas I lost it when I start to feel nauseous. I just spark up the reefer and then my lungs get the coughing. I no longer feel nauseous, then we took my mind off it. Buy another round and I don't give a fuck what the cost is, cause we having a good time, not drinking no moonshine. Don't get out of line and everything will be fine, bitch. Don't kill my vibe, it's no surprise that I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, woo! Two times for the ladies with they own dough. Ain't asking a nigga for shit, she got her own dough. Can you drop it down to a split while you want a dick though? Ain't fucking with general admission cause I hate waiting. I got paid this week so I'm trying to get intoxicated. Doing mouth to mouth with somebody's main lady. 100 proof baby girl, please don't chase it. Strippers are my favorite, that sexy ass waitress. Can't remember last night but I bet it was amazing. Never had an Asian girl, I'm trying to see what that be like. Got the drinks of dynamite, don't forget the cubes of ice. Man, roll that motherfucker. Draw up, it's only right. Niggas ain't trying to fight, I'm taking something down tonight. We run the city, I just hope you in the town tonight. You done fucked up and let your baby mama out tonight. I got her at the bar buying every fucking drink she like. Faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'll take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Yeah.
When you come to my place, when you come to my place, when you come.
used to wife me.
Tonight we allow you, the listener, the caller, whatever you do, you're allowed to call in tonight, promote whatever it is, as long as it's legal. Don't be calling talking about you got a stripper club in your basement. No, we ain't talking about them, player. We talking about you got something real, whether you're an author, an actor. It don't matter what you do. Tonight to call in, and we won't send your ass a bill. You dig? All we ask you to do is join in our discussion. And tonight, what I'm going to talk about tonight, I have posted. Matter of fact, let me go over here and say what's good to the people on the line right quick. I believe this is one of my unofficial co-hosts, but she calling enough. I'm about to start filing for her on my taxes, but let me not guess who it is. Let me ask who it is. 612-458, who we got on the line? Hello. Hello.
You know who it is. You know who it is. And it's unbelievable. It's in the house. Yes.
What's good, Mom?
What's going on? And how to be? What's going on?
Hey, you know, I'm trying to make the best of, you know, I'm just trying to make the best of what we call out here, as you know, in Minnesota, bipolar weather. You know, it'd be hot and real comfortable 1 minute.
Yeah.
Just crying outside right
I'm
now.
I'm loving
the
weather today.
No,
I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving the weather today. This is my kind of weather. You got the windows open. You know, the wind blowing through. You know, it's that sexy weather right now. I'm loving it.
Right.
It's that turn off the lights, put the candles on, and just, you know, snuggle up kind of weather. You know what I'm saying? That's what that type of weather
out
there. Or go in your car, gaze into the sky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, lay back and enjoy the weather. You know, it's that weather. But I'm glad it's not that hot yet, because I ain't ready. I don't think I'm ready yet. You know, I ain't ready for the heat. So this is cool.
I ain't ready.
No, I ain't ready.
Now, what you mean you ain't ready? Like, you ain't ready as in, like, you just not ready for the summer yet? Or you mean, like, the heat, you ain't got your heels? I mean, what you mean you not ready for the summer?
I'm just not ready for the heat yet. I'm just not ready for the hotness of the sun beaming on the skin. But I'm ready with the fits all day long. That's not a problem. I'm ready with the feet and the nails and the, you know, and the hair. That's not a problem. I'm not ready for the heat. You know, I'm ready for the lack of clothes I have to wear. I'm ready for all that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not ready for the heat that's going to beat on the skin. And make, you know, you're darker. You know, I'm not ready for that. You know, no.
Right.
And then, you know, when I went to Puerto Rico and, you know, I came back and I had a nice little golden tan looking all pretty and cute. But when it kills, no. That's not cute. No, sir. That's not cute. You look ashy.
When it kills.
No one prepared me for that. I'm not prepared. So I'm freaking out right now because I'm peeling. And I'm looking ashy, and Tasha has a problem with looking ashy. Miss Unbelievable cannot do ash.
Hey,
I cannot.
Hey, real talk.
So.
I did go on vacation before to a very hot place, and I'm going to get into our topic here, people, just a minute. Bear with us. I did go to a very hot place because this needs to be talked about. And I was with a very diverse group of people, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody represented they part of the globe. Well, when they're all getting their stuff together, putting their sunscreen on and all this stuff, I'm thinking it's just all tanning oil and stuff. They're like, here, sir, would you like some of this? And I'm like, can't you tell I'm black?
You said no.
We don't need that. No, we don't need that. Come about three days. I'm looking like Wesley Snipes. About 7 days, I'm over here looking like a leopard. You dig? I'm just appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, I was not ready. Nobody told me just because you black, well, I guess maybe if you dark, light skin don't count.
Man, and it was nasty. It don't look cute. Mm-hmm. It don't look sexy. And just imagine you trying to lay down and then the dude look at you like, oh, baby, you ashy. You be like, nah, I'm peeling. Yeah, that's gross. Nah. Mm-mm. Come on. No, I can't. I'm freaking out. The kids at school today was like, Miss Kay, your legs are so shiny. I said, yes, that's Vaseline from today, tomorrow, yesterday. Ah, I can't. Next time they need to tell me. And I even put on sunscreen. I'm like, I need to get to the highest degree. What is it, 40, 80, 100? That's me next time. Can't. No,
crazy.
Sir, y'all. Sunscreen. And if you, the peeling. If you don't like ash, that's your problem.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it. Just stay inside. Don't do it. Just stay inside.
Well, all right. Well, check it out. Before I get to my topic right quick, we do got somebody over here who's been listening. They tuned in. They don't press one. There's a couple people over here. There's another person press one. So let's go ahead and give them their chance to take over the show right quick before I get into what I do and what I talked about on Facebook today. You dig? I got some pretty nice response. I even think one response shut everything else down. I got so many, and then a response came and it stopped. So let's check in with this person right quick, and then we're going to get into our topic for tonight, Takeover Tuesday. 612-250. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Miss Nana putting me to boo in the house.
You said Miss Banana Poo?
Hi, Nita Poo. Hey, baby. I made it. You made it, boo. You made it. Yay!
Okay. So, all right, so, it's Takeover Tuesday. You want to take over the show right quick before we get into what we're going to talk about? I mean, if you got a business, something going on, or if there's something you want to put out in the air on the radio that we might talk about, it's Takeover Tuesday.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
Nitty-poo show right now.
the Nita Boo show, Lord, I've been took over because I talk about everything. What y'all want to talk about?
Oh,
I can talk about everything.
Well, first of all, tell us what you do.
What do I do? I bake cakes, cookies, pies, candies. I cater. I do all that through my business, which is Louise's Sweet Enough Cakes and Confections. Find me on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
Some cities.
Okay. Now when most people say they make cookies and cupcakes, I'm always thinking of little toddler birthday parties. But I get this feeling you might got some good cakes for us adults too. What's up,
man? You name it, I make it. I make sexy cakes, sexy cookies, sexy pies. I do your bachelorette party, your funeral. I do it all. It don't matter to me. Money is money.
Bachelorette party, that means your way in. And she said your funeral on your way out. You dig? She got you.
Hey, I'm just keeping it. I'm keeping it real. I'm going to be here just like the funeral homes. You're going to need a cake, a cookie, a pie to celebrate. Or to separate. I don't care which one it is, but I'm going to be there for you.
You're right. That's what's up. All right, that's something to look into, though. Don't nobody think about that. The food at your funeral. I mean, I hate to, trying to go down that road, but it is what it is. Let's play with it.
You don't need chicken and green beans.
Hey, it's better than the funeral cake that's always there. What is the funeral cake that is always there? The Louisiana crunch cake. I'm just saying. You don't need that at every. That's the funeral cake that be at everybody's funeral.
Or that cup food cake. Or the cup food cake that they cut up before you came downstairs, so you didn't even get to see that Sister Jenkins done passed away because they done already cut it up to 500 pieces for a 60-person cake. That's what they do.
Or that poppy seed one that they done got from Cubs, and it's pre-sized, and they trying to get enough, and they going to cut it a diagonal again so they can get some more pieces. I'm trying to tell you.
And that's where I come in at. That's where Louisa's Sweet Enough Cakes and Confections got your back, baby. I make it all, I do it all, and I cut it the right way. Say it again.
And then she would even monogram it for you. If you want your monogram on there, you could get your initials. Imansa, you want your initials on there? She got you. I'm trying to tell you. You want your initials? Imansa?
At mine, I'm going to have her bring some pineapple upside down cake. Get it? That's what I'm
saying. Put it in your will.
Just put it in the will.
That's me.
Okay. So all right. So hold on. We're gonna keep going. We're gonna talk about some of these cakes and cookies and all that stuff some more. You know what I mean? It's what Takeover Tuesday is all about people promoting what they do globally. Get it? So all right. But hold on. Now I gotta let this lady in because I hold her on too long. She's going to send people for me, and I got to do her little introduction. Come on, y'all. Give it up for Miss Electrify Kim herself. Jungle Love now.
Hey.
Oh, real.
What's happening? Hey, Kim Boo. Hey.
Hi, Tosha. Hey, Tony. Hey. How are you?
Right. Hold on. Yeah.
No, seriously, real talk. Y'all gonna have to forgive me because for like the last couple of days I've been on a crime mission. I've been crying my fucking eyes out. I'm ready to do collateral damage to a motherfucker. Real talk.
Oh, are we already out of fucking Friday already? And it's Tuesday.
It's take a motherfucker the teeth out Tuesday. That's what it is.
We gonna take the teeth out. We taking the teepees out. Nita Boo, we taking the teepees out.
Well, that's a lot to take out. Just saying.
Not for this one. but hold on. Hi, Miss Nita Boo. I don't know you, but I heard you talking about some Grandma Jenkins or Auntie Jenkins or Deacon Jenkins. Somebody the whole point of it is that I was like, at first I wasn't going to call in, but when I heard about the Deacon Jenkins something or another, I said, oh, shit, she disrespected my motherfucking name.
Now, you know, every church got a Sister Jenkins that sit on the front row. Every church.
With her gloves and that big ass motherfucking hat on. You sure damn right.
I'd be the first to get up and do that prayer. Jesus, in the name.
She gets the first one to do the prayer and the last one to put the money in the collection plate. Say it again.
she gets digging out down in the bottom of her purse, coming up with that curse.
She making change off your $10 bill and getting it back. That's what I'm talking about.
Jesus is on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
Well, I was talking about Jesus is good.
All the time.
He went to the left. Right. I think it's a good time for a disclaimer before I get into the topic. Remember, people, the comments of those are the people speaking, and they may not necessarily reflect the views of Monsterous Radio. I'm just going to say that right there. I'm going to read the topic for tonight, at least the first one.
Okay, hold on. Huh. Can I say this to who is it? Miss Buns over there. Miss Buns. That's her name. Miss Buns.
Nita Boo.
Yeah, her. No, hold on. That's y'all lying. It was Miss Banana Pudding.
Miss Nana Pudding. Yes, ma'am.
Dead air. But you know, I went and picked up my partial today, girl. So I went and got some teeth added to this hemp. So you know, we might be able to do a little cake trading or something. Cause I make girl feel good slamming them damn dishes over there and running all that water is gonna go down on this line.
I got to put the food away.
Okay, but you knew you had to put the food away before you called the show.
No, this is my first time, so I'm learning the rules.
We hear it. We live.
Yeah. That's my kids. I'm gonna go sit in the car.
Do that.
Y'all yelling at me on live radio. This is my first time. I'm a radio virgin, and y'all.
You know it's rough the first time.
But if you do it
a couple more times, it becomes a little bit easier, a little bit more to be able to handle. You know, we'll take
that's right
time next time. But not
I got you.
Because we live in this motherfucker. We live, y'all. We live.
All right. Now, what was that first question?
I'm sorry. Yeah, what was your question?
We ready.
What's the topic? I'm sorry.
Promise you we ready.
This is Takeover Tuesday question. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have put out here, I said, how many men/women are really looking for a king/queen, and how many are looking for a stripper freak?
Oh.
Now... Before I get y'all's opinion on it, here's some of the comments that went down under it. I'm not going to say people's last name.
Disclaimer.
I'll say their nickname or
disclaimer.
Just their first name. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Mom.
Okay. Queen, you know what? I'm just going to say Miss So Serious. That's what it is. Some people, they be having these names. I can't say all this. I don't know how to read like that. You got like 7 different things mixed up. That don't mean what.
He
so
said
serious.
Hooked on Phonics did not
he
work
said,
for him. Hooked on Phonics didn't work.
Man, how these kids got their things, how they mix everything today. Hooked on Phonics couldn't even reel nothing in over here. But it says,
read the comment. What we got?
It says, I'm a queen looking for a king yet. Can't leave me alone. I'm a queen looking for a king. And then the homie by the name of Dion, he said, I will take a freak. Queens want to be kings in certain situations, and I'm a king, and I'm the king. But a freak is always a freak. I can respect that. You dig? Then Mr. Sears came behind him and says, what? That don't even make sense. She says, with a freak, you got to be worried about her being freaky with someone else. Based on a queen only being dedicated to her king. Okay? So So here was another one. Miss Sunshine, she said queens can be freaks too for their king. Okay, I like that one. Another lady said she'll take, Rainey said she'll take male stripper freak all day. Ha ha ha. Now here's the one that came out and it shut everything else down. She was popping, pop, 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 pop. And then she popped in. But it's something to think about. This is what she said. Her name is Angela. She said, people need to cut with that high horse complex. Be that person you are. If it ain't even or it ain't even no queens or kings in America. Stop it with this false sense of importance. We are servants of our creator. Some people are of God and some are seeds of Satan. Watch closely at those you attract to sleep with. Not all are sent to bless you. But to kill and destroy
you. Yes, Lord.
Ooh.
Yes.
See, now, that's what I be talking about. Like,
there,
I try to put things. Oh, go ahead.
You go on there and you type in there, Miss Electrifying Kim said, preach, speak on it. I'm experiencing something like that, like right now, real talk. Y'all know that I tell y'all I got like something to go with every fucking thing that Monster brings up, and I do. Lord knows I do. And the reason that I've been crying has something to do with the comment that you just read, Monster. Because some people are sent to you and to destroy you. Some of them are sent to you to teach you a lesson. Some of them are sent to you to be there for you long term. you never know who in the hell what somebody was meant for when you meet them, but it's always a fucking reason. And I'm dealing with that shit right fucking now. When I tell y'all that I'm ready to go do collateral damage, it's that fucking serious. So what that woman said, I high five her wherever in the fuck she is in the world. Gone, girl, speak on it. Real talk. Mm-hmm. A son of a whore.
Right. Well, I mean, is it like all into like, is it all into the faith like that? Like, is in like, you know, everybody is sent to you, or is it part of our choices that we make and, you know, maybe the situation we may have chose somebody?
It could go both ways. You know, sometimes there's there's people that you meet and you make a conscious decision that you want to deal with this individual versus people that you are forced to meet, people you are forced to deal with. Then, you know, for some way, reason, shape or form or fashion, that person was meant to come across your path. So some of them we create, we do ourselves, and then there's some that we have no control over.
Okay.
I agree, because it's almost like you go on it. I agree because it's almost like, okay, I'm walking into this job, and I don't have to like no one there. I don't have to talk to no one there, but they're gonna, you know, you migrate and they start talking to you. Now, when it comes to a relationship, now you choose whatever relationship you gonna get in and who you wanna mess with. But when you're going into another situation, then that's when it separates. And then sometimes God may send you into a situation and say, hey, I need you to go in there, you know, do what you do, because that's what I asked you to do, and you got to remain there. You know, so it's sometimes God sending, sometimes you're sending yourself, you know, and saying, hey, this is what I want to do, this is who I like, this is what I want. Or, you know, it could just be, hey, that person just jumped into your life, and you're like, hey, what you here for? You know, so you have to, either way it go, you got to weigh and judge why that person's in your life. Is it for a reason? Is it for a lifetime? Is it for a season? Is it for whatever it is? You have to definitely be in tune and to understanding what it is and what it's not.
But in situations like that as well, you never know what that person was sent across your way for, that person that you decided you wanted to get into a relationship for. That could be God's way of teaching you a lesson right then. That's a lesson that is earned. And you'll take that lesson on with you on to your next relationship. Like, well, you know what, this is a deal breaker right here for me. So I know what I don't want to feel like. I know what I'm not going to go through. So and then you start building and building, but you really, really have to do like some self soul searching to get it all together.
For sure. But that means you have to know who you are. And so like who are you? Like, hey, I know that I'm a queen. I know that God, you know, created me. I know that I'm a servant. I know that I'm a freak. I know all that. You know, I could be a stripper in the bedroom for my husband. I know that. I know all that. But because I took the time to get to know me. If you don't know who you are, you'll become anything that anybody wants you to be.
Okay,
and that's the thing that you fall up under.
There's a difference between knowing and believing. You know, you can know that you're a pretty individual, but if you don't believe that, then you won't exude that. I think, boss, therefore I am a boss. And that is some real shit, because I am a boss. I think I'm a boss, therefore I am. I have my own business. I'm doing what the fuck I want to do, because that's what bosses do. Bosses do what they want to do, not what they can. So.
All right. Two finger snaps to the left and one in a circle.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I'm saying. That is real talk. Bosses do what the fuck they want to do, not what
they
you
do.
Allow them to do. You know what I'm saying? They make
Well, that's because they're in charge of their destiny.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's because they're in charge of their destiny, and they believe in their purpose, and then they believe in the path that they're walking. See, and then they said, okay, this is who I am trusting, and I'm going to look past all the things that they said I wasn't going to do, and I'm going to do it. It's all about building who you are, but then trusting all your gifts and talents that's inside of you to say, hey, it's going to work for me. Now, it may not work for you, but it's going to work for me because, yeah, I know. This is what I do. This is what's been going on. This is what I took on. And so if you can get to that point and trust in yourself, though, to say, hey, no matter what's going to happen, I may fail, but I can get back up. You know, because it doesn't start, it doesn't happen overnight. And it says, hey, I'm going to keep pushing. Now, what
Now, what I did, you know, I can learn from that. I can grab from that, and I can keep pushing.
Yes.
But if you stop, that means you don't believe that you can make it. You don't stop because it gets hard. You keep going because the more you go, the faster you go, the better it's going to be. You know, but if there's a setback, then take that setback and set yourself up for something else. You know, that's even better.
I have a minor setback, but that comeback that I have is going to be super strong. And my comeback
is going to be awesome.
My comeback. Exactly. You know, so it's like, wow, everything and everybody that I've ever dealt with, I had to stop and look back on everybody throughout my life that I've dealt with and had to figure out exactly what it was that I was supposed to learn from them. Put it all together, and that makes me a dangerous motherfucker right now. I'm a dangerous motherfucker on wheels. And right now, I got 8 of them motherfuckers because I got a truck and a fucking Monte Carlo. So I'm a dangerous bitch on wheels.
But Kim, the best thing about it is, though, some of the people ain't coming with you, and that's okay. And see, that's what people start to realize. Everybody can't come with you, and everybody's not going to support you. And then there may be new people in your life that comes that has to stand beside you. And those ones that used to stand beside you, they're going to hate. They're going to throw shade. But that person that's standing right there, they got you.
Yes. Hell,
say it again.
Let the church say amen.
Man, you ain't never lied. I'm right there. I'm just learning how to be a boss lady. I'm learning how to be a boss lady. I got my own stuff, but it's hard because I let somebody else take over what I wanted to do, and I didn't even know who I was no more. So now that I'm finding myself, now these MFers want to go out there and act a plum bag on fool because now they see that I done found myself and I'm doing way better without them. Now they want to be here. I know. I don't even want you to be a participator. Just stay over there.
No. Right.
Right.
You remember all that bullshit?
Well, he's that spectator.
Right, you know, stay on the sideline. Watch this motherfucking shit here. You saying, you know, I'm going to take you bowling so you can stay in your own fucking lane because I'm in mine.
Part of what the show is, you know, to help people, you know what I mean, get to where they need to be no matter what it is. You know, that's why I always leave the discussion open. So, you know, in business, people, a lot of people go through the things that you just went through. You know what I mean? What were some things that you did that pulled you together? You know what I mean? To help you get back on track in case somebody else may have went through or may be going through that same thing now. What were some steps you did to get back on track yourself?
Who?
We like who? I'll just say for me, it was getting a whole different realm of friends because some of my friends weren't my friends. And I have been hanging around them for years, and they weren't positive influences. They were the ones that really wanted to be where I was, but didn't want to take the effort to get anywhere close to where I was. And I had to get rid of a whole bunch. I mean, a whole bunch. I got 1,700 friends on Facebook, but only 5 of them do I call. You know what I'm saying? Really? But I had to narrow it down and say, these people just ain't for me. They're not in my corner. They're really against me. And once I start weeding those folks out, then my blessings just start building up and building up and building up. And like my cake business, I put a cake or a cookie up there. I don't have to say no more. I don't say buy this, do that. I put a picture up on my page and the orders just flow. I got one coming in right now. Somebody's asking me to make a cake for Saturday. I'm telling them no because I got to go fishing because guess what? I'm the boss lady of what I do and I can do that.
That's right.
I can say no, and I had to learn to say no, not just in my personal life, but in my business as well. Because some things for your business are not all good for you either.
Some things,
so you have to learn how to separate it.
So damn right, you know.
Yep, and you have to learn how to separate it. I put them hands in a baking pan. Then I put my participators and the participators, I put them over in that lovely bowl right there. And then when I stir it up and I pull into that bowl and I go, oh, where's that positive influence? I'm going to let them haters sit right over there on a corner. Mm-hmm. Just sit there. Just sit there. Watch me work, baby. Just watch me work. If you don't like watching me work, then black out. Just go away.
But it's real talk. That's real talk. And as for myself, my son is 23, so it took me 23 motherfucking years to get it together. And I still ain't all the way together, but I know that me cutting everybody off and just focusing on myself, building my relationship with myself, learning who I am all over again, because I've always been a people pleaser. I was doing things to please others and not forgetting about myself. You know, I've never been a super church goer, but I always believed in God. So I had to get away from them ones that I knew meant me no good. No matter how many times I tried to go and make it right with them, no matter how many times I tried to keep the relationship, keep the lines of communication open, it never worked. So it was like, okay, well, now it's just time for you to go ahead and cut it off. And it didn't matter who it was to me. Family, friends, supposed to be friends, because I don't do friends. The motherfuckers dead, stab you and get back real quick. So it was just me, and I'm a solo rider. That's how I've been. That's how I've started getting to where I'm getting ahead in life. Focusing on me and my bigger dream and saying, fuck everybody else. You know, does it hurt that I can't do what I need to do or what I want to do for my friends, quote unquote? Yeah, but when I needed, who the fuck was there for me? Did nobody help me get to where the fuck I got to besides me and my faith in God, knowing that it's going to come? My time is coming. Every dog has their day, and a good one has too. And I'm on mine.
All right.
Well, hey, well, I do want to say.
For me?
I want to say. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so to me, I think self-care is most important because you have to care for yourself. You have to put in that time for you so you can be able to deal with everything that comes along. So if that means go take yourself on a trip, if that means, you know, go grab your favorite girl and y'all go kick it, that's what you got to do. If that means you got to get your nails done, your toes done, a massage, whatever you need to do for yourself, do it. And it's okay to be selfish for yourself at some point, because if you don't take care of you, who will?
Nobody else will. You're right.
Nobody.
Right. I'm learning that right now. Back to you, E Monster. Back to you, E Monster.
All well, that monster is the U.S. show.
Well, you know, what she said, you know, I can relate to a lot of things that she said, especially in the business and with, you know what I mean, have to rearrange your whole circle. You dig? And I just want to let people out there, like, part of the things you're just going to have to, like Tim said, let go of some of them things. You know what I mean? And when you start your circle over. Start your whole mind fresh with it.
Yes.
Like how she said, she put these people over here. As long as you learn to put these over here and put these good people over here, you don't have to deal with that malice. Because nowadays, a lot of things that hurt a lot of people that hurt me, I'm just going to say it hurt me, was I started taking shit too damn personal. If I said I was letting them go, let them go. Don't worry about what they're going to do, all this extra shit, what they going to say, all this stuff. Oh, I'm hurt because you were supposed to be there. And like Kim said, ain't nobody going to do for you but you, because that's why you was brought here, to do for yourself.
Right.
So you really getting mad and expecting somebody else to do for you, you're really kind of convincing yourself of failure. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, I love how she said, put this person over here, put these people over there. I love that. And I just want to tell people, part of the things that will help you is let that emotion go behind it. If you don't be mad no more. Say what you got to say in your head. Write it down on a piece of paper, whatever. Type it on your Facebook thing if you got to, and delete it. Because sometimes just getting it out is better than just holding it in like, ooh-hoo.
Mm.
But you got to let that shit go. Yeah. You just got to let that shit go. You got to let it, because it's going to halt you from moving forward. Because you're going to be so worried about what that other person did in the past, what they did, what they might be doing. You could be doing something totally different, focusing on your business. And that's where your mind's supposed to be, on your business.
I also think if you got that king or queen that's standing behind you, though, I think you need to appreciate them for them standing behind you and standing with you and holding you up and saying it's going
to
be okay.
I'm just trying to get
you
one.
You got that.
I'm just trying
enjoy
to get
that.
One. I'm just trying to get one.
For those
I'm just trying to get
I'm
one.
I'm just saying, include this.
I'm just trying to get one.
But I was like I said, y'all don't know how I needed this tonight. Y'all really, really just don't fucking know. When I tell you that yesterday I went pricing guns, I'm not playing. It's done got serious. A giant has been woken up. A beast has been awakened. And I don't know.
What, Mac?
Like, disclaimer. real talk. I mean, you know, this is how I'm feeling right now. It's really how I'm feeling. Because I am, I don't know. I have to separate the ones that I know just is not there. Like, I know that I've been doing it, and I got to keep on doing it for my own sanity. Like I said, y'all don't know how I needed this tonight. I needed this and just didn't fucking know it. I did not have intentions on calling in. I swear to goodness I didn't. But I did. And I appreciate it.
Yes, sometimes it hurts when you got to put them people over there. I'm such a very loving person that I don't want anybody to suffer. I don't want them to be upset. But then I got knuckleheads calling, saying, texting, and frustrating my day. And that's what I go through on a daily basis. But I'm learning. It's taking me a minute. But I'm learning that it's not about them. It's not about them. It's about me and how I get down and how I feel in the intern, because I'm always worried about their feelings, but they're not really worried about mine. They're worried about what they can get, how they can get it, how long they can keep it, and where they're going to store it at, because they're going to take it from me. So I'm about to be a whole new me in a couple weeks, boy. They just don't know what they need them.
It's okay to get to that point where you need to change in your life. It's okay to take that inventory and say, hey, this is what I need to do. This is what I don't need to do. It's okay to take that inventory, because everybody else is taking inventory. Everybody else is taking notice of what they need to do in their life. So why don't you stand up and take notice what you're doing in yours? Because of the simple fact that every day you change. Every day you should be learning. Every day there should be something that says, hey, I don't need that. Hey, I don't need that. Let me put that. Let me do that. And once you really pay attention to yourself and not others, you will see how much you don't wore somebody else's dirty coat. And then you need to take it off and put it, you know, give it back and say, hey, keep that, because my coat is clean. You know what I'm saying? You need there's times where we need to take off somebody else's stuff and just give it to them. And then you have to say, hey, I don't want to hear that. You got to be honest. If they want to come dump on you, be like, hey, I don't want to hear that. I'm not your dumping ground. And you got to stand on that, because just because you're a giving and open person, that don't mean you got to be their something or their dumping ground either. That's not what friends do. And so you got to start checking and put them in their place. Like, no, I don't want that. Because you're accountable for what you know. And so what you don't know, you're not.
Facts.
Right
there.
Yeah.
Right.
And hey, they might be mad at first, because hey, I've been down that road before. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I've always been like somebody some people can
lean
on, whether it be a guy or girl. And there's times like women hit me like that. Okay, the first couple of times, I understand. Okay, you got problems with dude. Okay, I understand that. And then this is real spit. And I told the lady before, look, stop calling me with that I'm always sorry stuff. I got my own stuff to go on. I'm having a happy day. I don't really want to just hear about all your problems like that all the time. You either going to be with them or you're going to be without them. You decide. You got mad at me and hung up on me. But about 2 weeks later, she hit me back and was like, you know, I was in my feelings. But you was right, though. You know what I mean? But, yeah, they might be mad at first, but they'll understand once it starts to really sink in. You know what I mean? They was already in their feelings about something else. So, you know, what else can you expect?
Right.
You know, I call you, rah, 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 and you ain't rah, rah, rah with me. I'm like, God damn, rah, rah, rah. We supposed to be barking together. Nah, I don't feel like barking today. Well, goddamn, I'm going to bark off down the street. You know what I mean?
You know,
but,
I got a cousin
you know,
like that.
What it is.
I got a cousin like that. Every time you look up this motherfucker, she stay in some shit. And it's always some shit behind some nappy head dude. So she's going to, and I know anytime she hit me up, it's some bullshit that's following it. She gonna hit me up the other day talking about gonna hit my inbox. Now you know better yet. I need you to jump on this post. So some say, girl, don't you jump your ignorant ass on that fucking post. Go find out what the fuck is going on. So I go and I'm looking and shit. And this she mad because this motherfucker done slept with some motherfucking girl. I'm like, are you fucking serious? And she talking about claiming she's single life, hashtag single life, this, this, that, and the 99. I'm thinking to myself, every motherfucking dude you get with, he cheat and he beat. And your dumb ass is right there with him. So what the fuck you calling it for? I ain't got nothing to do with it. Don't fucking call me. She was like, Kim, we need to go ahead and go get, we need to get back on our money. I said, let me tell you something, baby girl. You got too much motherfucking drama pushing behind you. And when I'm on my money, I ain't got time to be looking over my shoulder because some bitch trying to get at you or they coming to fuck me up because they trying to get at you. You got me and the game fucked up. When you're done with all this dumb shit, then get at me. We can make our money. Until then, fuck that. No, I ain't pulling up no motherfucking more, bitch. Fuck you and your motherfucking 2 foot ass Scooby Doo looking ass fucking boyfriend. Fuck y'all.
Oh no.
But Kim, you still pulling your money. You still getting your money. That's all that matters. You still getting your money.
Yes.
You still getting that
getting
paper.
My money when I told her that. I was getting my money when I told her that. And I mean that. She going to tell me, oh, girl, I was going to come up to St. Cloud and see you. I said, you's a motherfucking lie and the devil's a joke. Devil's a lie and a joke with a pop. Because you only want to come up to this motherfucker and see me, quote unquote, because that boy, Chocolate Thunder, was in motherfucking in a penitentiary. I said, oh, and I live about 5 minutes away from you.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth, shame the difference.
I was like, girl, it snowed up here. They you can't even get through the roads up here. Don't come to my house. Keep it fucking pushing.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about that bipolar weather in Minnesota.
But I'm saying though, you know,
it's time to go. Time to get up.
No matter who they get with, it's always some with her. It's always some dude that's cheating. What the fuck you keep calling me for? Don't keep calling me because you're gonna stay with him. I'm not about to get upset. I'm not about to get in that shit. I got my own fucking problems, Blanche. So, Monster, you starting shit over there. You started over there. So how would I do?
Oh, my bad. See, what had happened was,
That's a lie. Anything?
I swear I'm gonna have to do something like, I don't know, because, damn. I'm just saying, like,
what?
We've been having some good-ass conversation. And, lately, you know, my name is DJ E-Monster. We ain't been playing no music. I'm just saying, but it's hella good discussion. So I think I might start opening the show because we're almost at the end of the show. We got, 7 minutes left. Today, we over here clowning, having fun. Normal people talking on the phone. I bet you see on their computer damn. They all know each other, don't they? No, not everybody knows everybody on the call right now.
No, we don't.
But you wouldn't know it.
No, we don't.
You wouldn't know it.
Right. You know, it's not all that going to fuck off, cussing each other out, a bag of bitches. Even though it might be a bag of bitches, but we ain't calling each other a bag of bitches. We having adult conversation. That's what the fuck we do. Because we live.
Right.
Live, y'all.
That's right. What she told you. Hey, baby boy's over there what is she talking about a bag of bitches? I'm not in no bag of bitches.
You already know it. You already know it.
No, I'm not. No. What I said was, what I'm talking about is that we're you know, we probably saying, I know I do. I use bitch, but I ain't calling y'all no bitches. I'm calling them other sons of whores bitches. So that's what
I'm right behind. Hey. Say that. Hey.
Shit. Monster, no.
Understand.
Anytime I get on the line, it ain't no telling what the fuck's going to happen.
Because we're live.
And then,
Kim.
Hi.
We got you. Disclaimer. At least we didn't get muted today.
Disclaimer.
You know.
Right.
Hey, don't start going, huh?
Hey,
the show
we
ain't
did
over.
Good.
The
we did good.
Right.
Let's
see.
Nah,
let's
yes, we did.
Ah.
Miss Banana Pudding, Banana Cakes, save me over here. So let's go ahead and tell the people. let's go ahead and tell the people over here. How can we get a hold of you? Can people get a hold of you now if they need to, like, they need you for what? For a wedding or, you know, as we said earlier, a funeral or something like that? How can people
From A to Z, the beginning to the end, they can get a hold of me. They can find me on Facebook, Louisa's Sweet Enough Cakes and Confections, or my name, Nitta, N-I-T-T-A, Irwin, I-R-W-I-N. Find me, find me, find me, inbox me. There I am.
There it is.
There you go. There you go. All right.
That's
all
how
right.
you get me, baby.
So I guess we got about enough time to do some shout-outs. And, yeah, that's pretty much about it. So, all right, we'll go ahead and do some shout-outs. And then, we'll go ahead and cap the show off for tonight. We'll just go ahead and start. We always start with the freshest person to the show. So, is that what you want to be called? Nita Boo? Nita Boo?
Nita Boo, Nana Pudding, it don't matter. I'm sweet as it comes, baby. Either way.
Okay, we're gonna call you Banana Pudding around here. It is the kid is sweet. I'm just saying that'll work on a West Wednesday, it'll work on a Friday Night Live, it don't matter. And every time we say it, they know who we're talking about. All right, you got some shout outs and last vibrations you wanna put out there?
Let me see. Shout out to my boo. He probably ain't listening, but hi, boo. That's about it. I'm fresh out.
Hey, boo.
Passing the mic off and go. I ain't saying no names. We ain't there yet. I'm trying to reel them in. I'm not trying to scare them. I'm trying to reel them in.
Oh, my bad. I'll act like I got some sense once sooner or later, but it ain't today. So tomorrow don't look too good.
She said, disclaimer, it won't be today.
Yeah, it won't be today. Tomorrow don't look too promising.
Miss Unbelievable, what you got for us tonight, Mama?
Give a shout out to the mothers getting ready for Mother's Day. Give a shout out to my grandkids, my kids, E-Monster, Kim, Banana Pudding. Give a shout out to you. Give a shout out to all those who've been the boss chicks, boss men, bosses that they are. Woo-woo. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to all those who's looking for love, needing love, who's a hoe, who's a stripper. Y'all got love too. Shout out going out to y'all tonight. On MonsterRadio.com.
I make whole cakes too.
And I can marry you. I can marry the whole as well.
Me too.
There we go. Shout out.
Oh,
I can't breathe. I'm done with y'all.
Oh. Gotta make whole cakes.
Hoes
gotta eat too.
Hey, I make hoes need love too, and I can marry y'all. Bring the cakes and send y'all.
Yep.
That's what I can do.
She can marry you hoes,
and
I'll make y'all hoes and cakes. Yep.
Monster can take the pictures and be the DJ
because
he plays music.
Monster can DJ.
Yeah.
So
DJ Monster, play us up out this piece.
You know, I can do the decoration.
Kim.
Because I'm good.
Kim.
Come and
do your shout out. Kim, do your shout out.
We love y'all.
My bad. We love y'all. Yeah. Okay, so I got to give it up to God first and foremost because without him, none of this would be possible. Mr. E Monster and Monster Us with a U.S. Radio. Miss Unbelievable over there, Miss Nana.
Hey.
To my son. My son is my strength right now. I'm pulling off of his strength because I've been weak, y'all. I've been real weak. I'm telling you, Gander Mountain, the guns is going to be on sale. I'm about to get ready, Lord. Yes, Lord. But, you know, I'm going to keep pushing. Amen. And to the listeners out there, thank y'all for listening. Don't drink and drive, smoke and fly. Dead L. Drop the mic and walk off.
In that order.
Right, y'all know how I do it. They always do it. They ain't gonna make me seem like no heathen. God is good now.
All the time.
All the time.
All right, all right. You know, I get you if you don't say it. All right, you know how
all the time, God is good.
You can listen to the archive of the show 24/7, 365. Just push the link after the show or go to monsterusradio.com. You can find everything else about our show link. If you like the new shirts with the monster cut or just the regular shirt, you can get the links right now at monsterusradio.com. 24-hour stream, hot music, some good gear. And matter of fact, when you pop out with these radio shirts, most likely ain't nobody going to have it but you in your area. So I'd be the first one to pop with them. If you liked the links to the show, I appreciate it, but I got love for you if you shared them and made a comment. So all right, don't forget tomorrow's Wet Wet Wednesday with Not All Slow, but it's definitely sexy. And show starts at the same time. I had some other slick stuff to say on my way up out of here, but I forgot what it was. It is what it is. Wait, did my own show hit me with did my own show just hit me with the Grammy music? Did I just
I think so.
It is what it is. Y'all have a good night. If you're out in the Twin Cities, I know somewhere it's lit. It's got to be popping. The Twin Cities is always popping. Don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oops. Have a good night, y'all. Peace.